sanctuary. This is Nanak's prayer, O God. Please attach me to your service.
The light of I will tell you a little Zen story. The Zen masters, they are something else. Many of the masters of different traditions, you can know what their teaching is, what they're going to do, what formula, what teaching. But many of the Zen masters were very unpredictable. Very unique. It was one master, Nansen, in China, who told two of his disciples that he was going to take them with him to visit the national teacher. But before they started out the journey, Nansen drew a circle on the road and said, "As soon as you give the right answer, we will be on our way." At that, one of the disciples sat down inside the circle, and the other one bowed down like a woman. Nansen said, "Judging from this response, it will not be necessary to go." Who can figure that out? Huh? And that is what Zen is. It just wants to stop your mind. You have to be totally in the moment to catch it. So this Nansen, the master, told two of his disciples, and he must have picked out those two that they had. He could see they had the potential. Otherwise, the master doesn't want to take any fool with him on a journey. So they must have been proving themselves already. He said he was going to take them on a journey to visit the national teacher. And in China and in Japan, in the old days, they had like a national teacher, means a teacher that was connected with the emperor. That is a different society. You had an enlightened master to give advice to the emperor, to the king, to the ruler of the area. So it was the custom that once every year people met there, and different masters came and they listened to what he had to say. No, this Nansen was already an enlightened master with his own disciple. But that was the culture, no? To go there to listen to the teacher. But before they started out on their journey, Nansen drew a circle on the road and said, "As soon as you give a right answer, we will be on our way." So the master, he doesn't really have a teaching. He is the teaching. So whatever he is doing in the moment, you could always learn something if you are alert, if you are in tune. So this rascal, he drew a circle in the road as soon as you give the right answer, we will be on our way. At once, one of the disciples sat down inside the circle. Everything in existence is circular. No, it's the most beautiful form. The planet is round. The seasons go in a circle. Life and death goes in circles. Roundness is eternity in a way. So this disciple, he sat down in the middle. There is nowhere to go. Stay in the center. Come back to yourself. Relax. Like in a wheel, the wheel is moving, no? But in the middle of the wheel, there it stands still. It's just the space, no? So go to the center. That was his answer. The other one bowed down like a woman. Nansen said, judging from this response, it will not be necessary to go. The other one bowed down like a woman. And in Japan and China, and especially in Japan, the women are so beautiful and cultured, and their way of moving, they are trained like that. The art of beauty, aesthetic. It's a meditation in itself to watch what they do, how gracious. That's how it was also in the past. Now women have lost more and more of this grace, this beauty. They're becoming more and more like men. That's how the West is. Everything becomes more male dominated. And even the poor woman slowly, slowly change. You can see the business woman all in a suit, dressed just like a man. Where's the grace? Where's the feminine? Where's the woman in that? But this disciple, he bowed down to the one who was sitting in the center, saying, anybody who is sitting in the center, anybody who is centered in himself, anybody who is real, you should pay your respect. You should bow down. You should listen. You should be humble. And that is the essence of a woman. She recognized, she bows down, you have to be feminine. All disciples have to be feminine. No? You have to surrender, you have to let go. You have to let go of the male ego, which stands for conflict, fighting. You have to find your softness. The ego understands conflict, fight, being hard. Then it gets stronger. By letting go, surrender, being soft, it disappears. So this other disciple, he bowed down to his friend who was sitting inside. Nansen said, judging from this response, it will not be necessary to go. Where to go now? You already got it. You have the essence. There's nothing more to listen to, there's nothing more to learn. Drop it. Let's have a cup of tea instead. This is how a master functions. He himself doesn't know. Let's see what the outcome will be, where the journey will go, or if it will happen at all. He must have been very happy to have disciples like this. He doesn't just scratch the head and ask, what do you mean? They responded. This is the difference of a reaction and responding. They were responding not only to the situation, but to the energy of the master. They were totally in tune, totally spontaneous to what was happening. There was no thinking. You cannot think in a situation like that. It was a spontaneous happening. Then Nansen must have been very happy. Beloved, it hit me today how much I have valued myself out from what I'm doing or not doing, feeling so much a failure all these years around you. Thank you for helping me to see. With love from China. Now you can see? A glimpse? A glimpse at the end of the tunnel? Huh?
I hope so.
Not hope. You go that direction of the light. Hmm? That's what you do. You don't hope. Then you don't move anywhere. You look, there's the light. You go there, no? Something is happening there. But this is a very normal, people value themselves out from what I'm doing or not doing. Almost like you are a thing yourself. That's how we are being brought up. Feeling much a failure all these years around you. Yeah, because then you are in a game, like what has the value? Value, the worth of things, that is like, how much is the value of your car? How much is that jacket cost? How much is your house worth, the value of it? This is the value of things. How can you say that about a human being? The value is in life itself. So the question is, are you living or not? That's the question. If you forget yourself and just live, then no problem. But this is very deep, deep habit. People always think, what can I gain? How much is this worth? Even here, many times it comes up. what is the worth? I deserve more. You're always ready to fight. And especially in a place like here, you should just enjoy. If you don't enjoy, then don't do anything. Nobody asks you, nobody forces you. Everything is free. But this is a very old story. You want something, you do something to get something back. What's the value? Then you miss. In India, they have this beautiful word, seva, no? You are just devoted to what you are doing. It's worship. It's not selfish, it's selflessness. You just do it from your heart. Then the doing itself is the value. Otherwise, what can you get? Some money? A pat on your shoulder? You are so good? Then you have lost out, you have missed them. You do it because you want to do it. Otherwise, why do you do it? But this is how it is. We are so slow to get it, no? And then you're putting a pressure on yourself. Then you're feeling a failure, no? Then you come down on yourself. Be gentle with yourself. There's nothing you need to do. Your whole mantra, my dear China, should just be relax. Okay? Look, what did that do? Relax. And think about Swaha. How is that?
It's good.
It's good? Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If it's good, it's right. If you start laughing, giggling, you already feel the lightness of being, then definitely it's right. So simple. What failure can you do be there? We have all kinds of ideas. And life is so easy. But you have to be easy. You are so difficult that you don't understand the easy things. So take this secret mantra. Don't tell anybody. Only very advanced disciples get the mantra from the guru after many, many years. Or failure. Then out of compassion, the guru gives secret mantra. Wow. Relax. Aum didla, relax. Aum manipana, hum, relax. Aum burbhuva svaha, relax. Yes. And not only have, but you have to feel it all the way, eat it into your heart, into your belly, like that. Deep relaxation. In that relaxation, if you accept that you can just relax, be at ease, where's the failure then? The failure comes because you're putting things on yourself. Then you are in a conflict, you get tight. Then you also become a pain in the neck for people around you because you are tight. You are a pain in the neck for yourself and for other people. Something rumbling. You have to stop fighting. Remember, let go. Otherwise, you always go like a ping pong ball, no? That's how people are. Huh? You are a sensitive girl, sweet girl, no problem. Huh? But then you have other side also that you are very difficult. Then you complain. Then you accept. So then you go like a ping pong ball. Balance. Hmm? Don't go to an extreme. It's the same. Just two sides of the same coin. Stop in the middle, balance. What happens then? You are not this and you are not that. What are you? You're just still. That is relaxation. You remember your mantra?
Please relax.
Okay. Yeah? But mantras, it shouldn't be said loud, just say it in a repetition. All the time. Good luck. I have a Zen koan for you, by the way. What do a priest and a Christmas tree have in common? What does a priest and a Christmas tree have in common? Hmm? Come up with the answer. Otherwise it will be no, we won't go anywhere.
Huh?
Both are bullshit. Yeah, it's pretty close. That's it. Very good. You see, when you are happy, then it comes spontaneous. What does a priest and Christmas tree have in common? Both are bullshit, she says. What do a priest and a Christmas tree have in common? They both have balls just for decoration. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way, jingle, 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 jingle. Any failure now? No. I healed you now. Osho says, there is a school of psychiatrists, one of the most important school called the behaviorists. They think man in his behavior, that you are nothing but the totality of your actions. So if your actions can be understood, you are understood. That means that they just look at you as your actions, as in your doings. Man is more, much, much more than the sum total of his actions. Man is not only his behavior. Man is the innermost consciousness of his body, of his mind, of his actions. Unless you become conscious of your consciousness, unless you become aware of your inner light, you go on living in illusion. That is the whole problem. If you see yourself only as your actions, only as your doings, or not doing, you are just on the surface. And on the surface is no peace. It's all the time changing. Only if you go deeper. And when you go deeper, you can laugh of these thoughts that comes. The deeper you go, the less identified you are with whatever comes in your mind, in your thoughts, in your behavior. Who cares? And it's so easy to get into the illusions, to believe in them, because they are cheap, easily available. They cost nothing, and then can be handed over by others to us. And if you start watching yourself and studying yourself, everything that you have just gotten it from others, beliefs. So many beliefs that has nothing to do with you. So it's important that you unload yourself. It's not to get more, it is to unburden yourself, make yourself lighter, more spacious. Discovering oneself is arduous. It is going to be the greatest exploration. It is easier to go to the moon or to Mount Everest. It is far more difficult to go to one's own center for the simple reason that you will have to travel alone, all alone. And that's why so few who makes it. And that's why it's so fortunate for the true seeker to find a guide. It's not easy. I make it easy. But then, to take that with you and live it, that is difficult. Beloved Master, words cannot express the experience of surrender, of melting in love, in bliss. No mind, no ego. It is the greatest relief, just love, peace, gratitude. More and more this is happening also in my daily life. Strong experiences of dissolving, of being flooded with love and silence. I call it the embrace of the divine. And there is a realization now that I can never lose this, that it is always there available. It just gets clouded sometimes. But then I can just relax. Everything is perfect. Thank you, beloved, for showing me my heart. I feel you inside me like a wild storm and the softest caress. You are my Lord of love, my Krishna. I sing for you, I dance for you. The doors to my temple are wide open. Whenever I feel your fragrance, the bliss reigns supreme. Just waiting for you is bliss. I love you, eternally grateful Malika. Very good. This is This is the path of love. This is not Zen, this is the path of love. You disappear in it. Words cannot express the experience of surrender, of melting in love, in bliss. No mind, no ego. It is the greatest relief, just love, peace, gratitude. And that's why people are afraid of love. Because you disappear. Because love is so much bigger than you. So ordinary people, they are afraid of love. Because they will lose control. Till they get the neck of surrender. Or if you have that in, and everybody has it in, but it depends how much in touch you are with it. Because if you melt in love, then what happens then? Melting means you are disappearing. And if you disappear in love, you become love. But the fear is there because you disappear. So again, here, for a heart that is open, that is love, that is surrender, it can be very easy. But be on guard because the old habit, the mind, is very deep, very strong. Here, all that which is beautiful, love, bliss, ecstasy, silence, gratitude, is coming up. But we have also other side that is unconscious, with doubt, with darkness, with pain. So be on guard with that when that comes also. Everything has to come up. But the more you open up for the love, the bliss, you have the power to see the dark. And one day there is no more fear. Whatever comes up. In the beginning, it's the other way. The unconscious is more. The darkness is more. The mind is stronger. The more you allow yourself to relax, to disappear, to melt, the less fear. And remember, whatever that can disappear is not real. That which is real is always there. So that means that everything that you hold on to can disappear. So only the real is left. More and more this is happening also in my daily life. Strong experiences of dissolving, of being flooded with love and silence. it is always there available. But take care, because you can lose it. Everybody can lose it till the last moment, when it has taken totally over. Then you cannot lose it. Then it's not only an experience. It is. Only that is. All experiences belong to you. That belongs to eternity. To God. So surrender to that. Thank you, beloved, for showing me my heart. I feel you inside me like a wild storm and the softest caress. Yes, that is my work, to show you your own heart. That everything is there. And isn't it amazing how we have forgotten our own hearts? What happened? And how beautiful, how ecstatic it is, that remembrance, to come back to yourself, to start listening. There's a whole different way of living that we have forgotten. Living from the heart, everything changes. Living from the head, that is the norm of the world. Everything changed from the heart. Then only you become human. You can appreciate and you can live and you can celebrate human life. Never from the head. Then you're always looking for something that will satisfy you. In a million desires and dreams, nothing will satisfy you. You are my Lord of love. I sing for you, I dance for you. Yes, sing and dance. The doors to my temple are wide open. Whenever I feel your fragrance, the bliss reigns supreme. And waiting for the beloved is really blissful, because then you are really, if you're really waiting for the beloved, you are very alert. You're always on guard, because it can come any moment. Then you become very present. You don't fall asleep. Sleepy people miss the beloved. You're in good company. The great mirror said, I have found my guru in Raidas. Raidas was the name of Mira's guru, who opened her heart, who reminded her of the divine. He has given me the pill of wisdom, of liberation. I lost the honor of the royal family. She came from a royal family. They were very, very disappointed in her. She lost all that. Because when you find something that is real, when you reclaim your heart, when you get the connection with the divine again, who cares? Then you are a queen, not in the palace. She lost all that, the honor of the royal family. She became just like a beggar, a mad woman. Of course, the royal family didn't want to have anything to do with her. She went mad, they thought. And that's how the mystic is looked in the eyes of the world. They are mad. They are mad because they don't care. They don't care about everything that the world cares so much about. Money, fame, image, religion, habits, culture. They are free of that. Then you lose all honor. You will be looked like you're totally an outsider. I went astray with the sadhus, with the vagabonds. She was roaming around, and being a female in that time in India was very hard. Very few women. Same as now, also very few women. I met only one woman, sadhu. I've seen quite a few, but one was the real thing. Far in the Himalayas, in the place called Bageshwar. And she was living with her sadhu. They were both like yogis. And she was totally free of the society. Beautiful, wild woman. Very seldom you see that. It's very difficult to get free. Because you have to go totally alone. You have to find something then in you that is stronger, that is better than whatever this world can give you. Very few people find that. I constantly rise up. I go to God's temple and dance, snapping my fingers. I don't follow the norms as an oldest daughter-in-law. I have thrown away everything. And when you throw away everything, when you throw away the past, you are free. That's why I go on reminding you, don't carry the past. That whole past is that you, that false, that identity. Let it go. Start living the new. Be free. I have taken refuge with the great guru. He has given me the pill of liberation. And I snap my fingers of all the consequences. What does that mean? I don't care. That's how much. It's nothing to talk about. Finished. So don't get entangled. much with people who doesn't understand if you want to be free. It's better to be looked at like you are mad. You're in good company. You're in good company with these people like Mira. There was another woman in Kashmir called Lullaby, Laila. And in Kashmir, she has so, it's like, she's like Hafiz for the Sufis, the poems. Or in Iran, Hafiz, everybody knows about Hafiz. In this Lala, everybody in Kashmir, they know about her. She was a great mystic, enlightened woman. And she was just like Mira also. She left everything and she was running around just in rags, or even naked. But she had something that people were attracted to. And still they have this saying in Kashmir that is only two words that is worth saying, and that is Allah and Lala. She is on the level of Allah, and that is like, is almost blasphemy for the, and these are Muslim people. Half of Kashmir is Muslim, most of Kashmir is Muslim. Lala and Allah, that is the only thing that is worth saying. That just shows you what a respect, what a love, what an impact she had. She says, to learn the scriptures is easy, to live them hard. Anybody can learn. That doesn't make you wise. Anybody can learn the holy scriptures, the Bible, the Quran, the Gita. But to live it, that is hard. The search for the real is no simple matter. The search for the real is no simple matter. And that's where you are. The search for the real you. But to find that, you have to turn your back to the false. Very few people have that. Deep in my looking, the last words vanished, joyous and silent. I am silent, I am blissful. Meet me here. So first you have to understand the teaching, then you have to live it. If you don't live it, nothing will come out of it. Your hope in my heart is the rarest of treasures. Your name on my tongue is the sweetest word. My best hours are the hours I spend with you. Oh, beloved, I can't live in this world without remembering you. How can I endure the next world without seeing your face again? That is what the guru is. They say in India, is the raft that takes you across the ocean of illusion of samsara. When the heart is happy and content, meditation is easy. Because the heart is silence.
Satanam karta purk nebo neve akal murt arjuni sebam guru prasad chap atsach.
Love is very mysterious. Sacred. In love. There is a meeting, merging beyond time and space. That's the power of love. Take shelter in love. For love is God.
Nanak ho si. Joni Sebam, Guru Prasad.